Thank you, Father, for your Spirit. I pray that we would be attentive to your word, and that we would also be doers of the word and not hearers only. When we stand together on the other side, and I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice would be with us there. Pray, Father, that there we might be able to say, I was glad to have been in that service that Sunday morning. I got something from the Word of God that day that I've never lost. I pray for eternal fruit in our hearts, in our lives, for our benefit, but for your glory. Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen. Daniel chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold. Verse 1, beginning with verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar, the king, made an image of gold, whose height was 80 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors and captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said to the king Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now, if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made, well. But if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, And the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, their hosen and their hats and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, and had yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Amen. We'll stop reading there. Now I want to comment on some things. First of all, there's this image that Nebuchadnezzar set up. And he had the herald cry aloud and have the command given that when the music plays, you'll fall down in worship. Well, I think about music. And I associate that with worship. When you hear the music, fall down in worship. The devil knows that music is associated with worship and can be and should be. And the devil knows something about music. In fact, the Bible, when it refers to Lucifer, it talks about his tabrets and his pipes. It talks about him being the one that was the head of the praise. He knows something about music, and the devil's music is quite prevalent in the world. It's important what music you listen to. And you may not even know it sometimes. You could be unwittingly a part of his scheme and his plan because he just entices and seduces with music. Pay attention to the atmosphere. Pay attention to the lyrics. I remember one guy right now, he was hearing somebody talk about their life, you know, their Christian life and their testimony. And he didn't even know he was a Christian. I didn't know you were a Christian. Oh, yeah, I love the Lord. Oh, you do? Oh, yeah, I love the Lord. Let me go out to your car and open and turn on your radio and see what station your radio is tuned to. Huh? Well, mine's tuned to a gospel station. What's yours tuned to? Oh, I love the Lord. If you love the Lord, you want to listen to His word. You want to listen to His praise. You want to listen to His music. That doesn't mean other music is bad necessarily, but it can be. Because the devil knows something about worship. The devil knows something about praise. And the devil knows something about music. And music is associated, and here in Daniel chapter 3, music is associated with worship. And when Nebuchadnezzar had people fall down and worship his image, he had music playing. He did. Music is an important part of our Christian life, Christian worship. It's not just songs to entertain us, it's songs to move us into worship. It's not just a time to clap our hands and stomp our feet and feel the beat. It's a time to praise our God. And any sinner can tap his foot and clap his hand to the beat of the music, but you let it slow down and be songs of worship, and you can see the separation of people that really know the Lord and people who really love the Lord, or people that are just there to be entertained. I've been in a lot of gospel sings. They used to invite me more than they do now. Well, some of them is gone, because it's years ago. Years ago, they'd invite me to gospel sings, and I'd go, and lots of gospel groups. And I think a lot of these people here are just to be entertained with the music. I wonder how many of them really love the Lord. And you'd get to know some of the gospel singers and the gospel groups, and you'd get to know some of them pretty well, and their life really wasn't a living testimony to Jesus, but they liked the music. Amen. Well, music is important in our Christian lives, in our Christian testimonies, in our Christian worship and service. And Nebuchadnezzar knew that, and the devil knew that. When the music played, fall down and worship. Well, there were these three Jews that wouldn't do it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. One child didn't quite get that right in church. Would hear it, but didn't quite get it right. Well, what'd the teacher teach on today? What was the Sunday school lesson about? Oh, something about my shack, your shack, and Abednego. Well, that's close. And Nebuchadnezzar had put them in positions of authority. He liked them. And he got the word that when the music played, they did not fall down in worship. And so he brought them before him and he said, "Is it true what I've heard? When you hear the music, you're not going to fall down in worship? Is it true what I've heard?" He was upset. He was mad. And they said, "Well, it's true." Well, he's going to give them another chance. He said, "Okay, I'm going to let the music play. And if you'll fall down in worship when you hear the music play, then well." Did you get that? What verse is that? "If you fall down in worship, then well." Verse 15, right there in the middle of the verse 15, well. If you fall down in worship, well. That means it will go well with you. Now, he's given them another chance, isn't he? It's good to have another chance. Sometimes we're glad when we have another chance because we blew it. The Lord will give you another chance, and you're glad when He does, because you know you blew it. "Lord, I blew it. Give me another chance." Well, here Nebuchadnezzar is giving them another chance. He's already heard. Somebody told on them, trying to get them into trouble. Anybody ever told on you, trying to get you into trouble? Somebody told on them, trying to get them into trouble. He's heard the story. He's brought them before him. And now he says, "Is it true? Well, I'm going to give you another chance. So if you hear the music and fall down in worship, then it will go well with you. Everything will be fine. Everything will be well. But if you don't worship," I'm going to give you another chance. "If you don't worship, I'm going to throw you into the burning fiery furnace." And who is that God? That's sort of mocking. "Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand?" Sort of mocking their God. Well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, verse 16, answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter." Careful means we're not full of care. We're not full of anxiety. We don't have to discuss it. We don't have to ponder it. We don't have to think about it. We don't have to form a committee and get together and take votes. We don't have any care. We don't have any anxiety. We don't have any reason or room for discussion. We can give you our answer right now. Amen. Well, the Word of God's true whether you discuss it or not. You don't need to form a committee to decide if the Word's true. You don't need to form a committee to decide if God's faithful and going to do what He said He would do. Just go ahead and believe it and act on it. Amen. Well, we're not careful to answer thee. And also care means full of anxiety, full of fear. We don't have any anxiety. We don't have any fear. We don't have any concern. We're not afraid of you. We're not afraid of you. We're not worried about it. We're not anxious about it. We're not wringing our hands about it. We're not wondering what God's going to do. We know what God's going to do. We're not so sure what you're going to do, because you've already said you'd give us a second chance. I'm not so sure maybe you'll give us a third chance or a fourth chance. "If it be so." Now, if it be so, verse 17. You see that? Anthony's putting it up or already got it up. Verse 17, if it be so, that first phrase is important. You need to get this. If it be so, what does it mean? If it be so, what is that phrase referring to? If it be so, because that's important. If it be so, what's it referring to? If it's true that you do what you say you're going to do. If it be so that you throw us in. If that's really so. We're not sure what you're going to do. You're giving us a second chance. You're a man. You may change your mind again. I don't know. We don't know what you're going to do. But if it's so that you do what you say you're going to do and you throw us into this burning fiery furnace, our God whom we serve, and I have that underlined in my Bible. I like that. We serve. We serve. Some people aren't serving God. Shouldn't be surprised when you don't get some answers to your prayers if you're not serving God. Amen. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. His ears are open to their prayers. The Bible says the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Well, you don't have to keep doing evil. Repent. He's a good God. He'll forgive you and receive you. And then He'll hear your prayers. Amen. But He knows if you're sincere or not. He knows if you mean business or not. Or if you're trying to con Him the way you con other people or not. And He can't be fooled. But He knows if you really mean it. He knows if you really mean business. Can I have an amen, somebody? And so we serve Him. Excuse me. And He is able. Well, that's good. That's good. Many people say that He's able, but they didn't stop there. They said He's able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And then what does it say next? He will. Say it out loud. He will. Say it again. Say it again. Turn and tell your neighbor. He will. You have to know He will. What He said in His Word, He'll do. If He promised it, that's what He'll do. If you can see it in His Word, He'll do it. He'll do it for you. You qualify, not because of what you've done, but because of what Jesus has done. If you've been washed in the precious blood of the Lamb, you qualify for the promises of God. Amen. Amen. If you've received Jesus, Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in My name, He'll give it to you. You don't even have to ask Me to pray. You can pray yourself. The Father Himself loves you because you've believed on Me. So you qualify, not based on your righteousness, but your being in Christ. Amen. He was made to be sin who knew no sin, that you might be made the righteousness of God in Him. So you qualify for the promises of God. If you've been washed in the blood, if you've turned to Jesus, if you've made a decision to serve Him, oh, you make mistakes, you miss it, you fail, but you can come to Him and you can confess your sin, and He's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You qualify. He looks at your heart. He looks at your humility. He looks at your spirit, and He sees that you have a hunger for God and a desire to serve Him. Oh, you qualify. So you can say it, He's able and He will. The God I serve is able and He will. What are you facing today? He's able and He will. What's coming against your life? He's able and He will. What attack is coming against you? What is the devil trying to do to you? What kind of destruction? What kind of deterioration? What kind of storm are you struggling through? You can think about God. You can believe what He said. He is able and He will. You serve Him and He's able and He will deliver you. He will deliver. Deliver you. He will. He's faithful over His Word. He watches His Word. He hastens His Word to perform it. If He's promised it, He'll make it good. If He's said it, He'll bring it to pass. He's not a man that He should lie. He's not the Son of Man that He needs to repent. If He has given His Word, you can count on it. He's able to do it, and He will. And you can believe that. And you qualify. You mean I qualify? If you've been born again, you qualify. If you've been washed by the precious blood of Jesus, you qualify. If you confess your sin and allow Him to cleanse you from all unrighteousness, you qualify. If you have in your heart a hunger and a desire to serve God, you qualify. Amen. He's able and He will. Well, that's what they said. Now, verse 17, if it be so, if it's so that you throw us in. We don't know if you're going to or not. But if it's so, if it's really true, that you throw us in. The God that we serve is able to deliver us, and He will. Now, verse 18 has thrown many a child of God, even a preacher, even a theologian, Verse 18 has thrown many. But if not, I've heard so many preach. But if not meant if God didn't do it. But if not, if God didn't do it, I'll still serve Him. But if not, if God doesn't deliver us. I've heard many preachers, many Christians, get tripped up by verse 18. But if not, if God doesn't deliver us, then be it known unto thee, O king, we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Well, that doesn't even make logical sense. If God doesn't deliver us, we won't serve your gods. Well, you'll be dead. If God doesn't deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, when we hear the music, we're not going to bow and worship your God. Hello? You'll be dead. Hello? Well, if God doesn't deliver us, we're just telling you right now, you can play that music and we won't worship. That doesn't even make logical sense. That is not what they said. But if not, if God doesn't deliver us, what do you mean if God doesn't deliver us? They just said with bold conviction, we believe He's able and He will. They didn't turn right around and say, but if He doesn't. But if He doesn't, they didn't say that. They didn't say, if He doesn't. You don't need to say, if He doesn't, when He has promised that He will. Don't you get caught up, well, if He doesn't, He's already said He would. Don't get caught up, but if it doesn't work, He's already said it does work. The devil will tell you, well, what if this doesn't work? You ought to tell the devil, well, what if it does? What are you going to do when it doesn't work? Devil, what are you going to do when it does? Yeah, but it's not working. Seeds grow when you don't see anything happening. It's happening under the earth. It's happening. Just hadn't popped up yet. It's coming. Why don't you plant some more seed? I've got seed growing. Now, while it's growing, I might need to do some other things preparing, but that's good seed and it's growing. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Devil says it's not working. It's sure it's working. He promised it. He's able. He'll perform His word. What are you going to do when it doesn't work? What are you going to do when it does? It's working. No, they didn't say, but if God doesn't deliver us, they already said with bold conviction, God will deliver us. He's able and He will. Say it again. He's able and He will. Say it one more time. He's able and He will. Well, then verse 18, what does that mean? But if not. Verse 18 means the same thing that verse 17 means. The first phrase of verse 17 and the first phrase of verse 18, they both are referring to the same thing. If you understand what verse 17 refers to, then you can understand what verse 18 refers to. Verse 17 says, if it be so, our God will deliver us. What do you mean, if it be so? If it's so that you throw us in to the burning fiery furnace. If you put us into the burning fiery furnace, we're not careful to answer thee. We're not concerned or anxious or worried about it. We have no fear. We have no care. Our God is able and He'll deliver us. If it's so that you really do it. That's verse 17. If it's so that you really do it. Verse 18 means the same thing. But if it's not so. If you don't really do it. If you change your mind and give us another chance. And you play that music again. You can play that music till the cows come home. Just go ahead and give us another chance. Just go ahead and play the music again. If it's not so, but if not, that is, if it's not so that you throw us in, we're still not going to bow down and worship your God. Just whatever you do makes no matter to us. Put us in the furnace. Don't put us in the furnace. If it's so, if it's not so, it makes no difference to us. We are not going to worship your God. We're going to worship the one and the only God and the true God and the God that we serve. And whatever you do makes no matter to us. Put us into the burning fiery furnace. The God we serve is able. He'll deliver us. If you don't put us into the burning fiery furnace, be it made known unto thee this day, O King, we will not worship your God. Well, the king got mad at that. They are not people pleasers. They're not interested in the praise of men. They're not trying to make the king happy. Oh, you don't want to make him mad. Some people are afraid of the devil. Oh, you don't want to make the devil mad. What, are you buddying up with him, trying to make him a friend? Oh, don't get the devil mad at you. Why? Why? I'm mad at him. I don't like him. He doesn't have anything. I mean, he has no power over you. The shield of faith quenches all the fiery darts. He's been reduced to nothing. He's been rendered powerless. In fact, you have power over him. If you knew it, if you'd act on it, if you just... respond and participate and cooperate and receive, and you have power over him if you'd act on the word and what you have on the inside of you. Amen. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Gates, the gates of hell shall not prevail. Gates. Some people are worried about the devil chasing them. You never saw a gate running down the road chasing anybody. Gates are what you go against and bombard and ramrod against to open up. The gates of hell shall not prevail. That's where you're going against the devil. And he cannot prevail. He has no strength. He has no power. He's been reduced to nothing. We have power over him. All power has been given unto us. Glory to God. Amen. Well, don't make the devil mad. Why? You've got power over him. He's afraid of you. So you don't need to be afraid of the devil. You certainly don't need to be afraid of Nebuchadnezzar. But it made Nebuchadnezzar mad. And he did do what he said he would do. He got so mad, he said, let's heat that furnace 7 times hotter than it's usually heated. Because we're going to kill them 7 times deader than anybody's ever been killed. I mean, that's not logical, but he's not logical right now. He's mad. People get mad, they get emotional. Sometimes when they get emotional, they lose their sense. They do things that don't make any sense. Be careful making emotional decisions. Very often they're wrong decisions. Amen. So he's mad. Turn that furnace up 7 times hotter because we want to make sure they're 7 times deader than anyone we've ever killed in there before. And it was so hot. They were so hot. And the decree, the command was urgent that the men... The strongest men that Nebuchadnezzar had, and they had to hurry. They were being hurried. It was urgent, and they were in a hurry, and they didn't take precautions, and they died, putting them in, the men of Nebuchadnezzar, these strong men, putting Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the furnace. I guess they opened the door. It's 7 times hotter than it usually is, and they're opening the door, or however the entrance, and the heat came out. The heat came out. It billowed out. These strong men that are holding Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to push them in, to throw them. I guess they got these 3 men pushed in there. And we got to get them in there. But it's hot. Well, we got to get them in there. Get them in there. And the heat billowed out. And it killed the men that were throwing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in. Killed them. Here's some preachers say, well, you know that furnace wasn't all that hot. It killed the men at the door. Killed the men at the door. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego go bound into this burning fiery furnace. But I love this. Nebuchadnezzar comes to look. And he asks his advisors, how many people we throw in there? Well, 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I see 4. Now, he called, the first time he said, one is like the Son of God. He wouldn't know what the Son of God looked like. An emissary of heaven. Later, he says an angel of God. Well, I believe that's what that was. But whether it was Jesus or an angel or not, maybe it was Jesus. But it's an emissary of heaven. It's a representative of heaven. At first, he said the Son of God. Then he said an angel. But the fourth man in the fire. There's a good song. I sometimes think I'd like to learn it and sing it. Where is that fourth man now? Well, he's still in the fire.
I like that song. I like the message. He's still in the fire. That means when I'm in the fire, I've got the fourth man with me because he's still in the fire. When I'm going through a struggle, when I'm going through a trial, when I'm going through a test, he said, I will be with him in trouble. Psalm 91, I will be with him in trouble. Where is he? He's still in the fire. He's right there to be with you. When you're in the fire, he's right there to be with you. And you can just walk around and have a big time. They weren't bound. They weren't in bondage. They were walking around with freedom and liberty because they had the fourth man in the fire with them, and they didn't have any bondage. They didn't have any restriction. They weren't, as far as they were concerned, they weren't in any fire. They weren't in any trouble because they're in the midst of the fourth man and they're just having a big time. Nebuchadnezzar sees that, counts 1, 2, 3. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3. Wait a minute. How many people do we throw in there? 3. I see 4. And that fourth one looks different. That fourth one is different. Something about that fourth one. First he said Son of God. Later he said angel. He's still in the fire. Sometimes you think you're going through a fiery trial. You need to remember who you have with you. You think you're going through a fiery trial, a struggle, a trial, a test, adversity of life, a storm of life. You need to remember who you have with you. He didn't say he'd just cause you to avoid all tests and trials, but he did say, I'll be with him in trouble. And their attitude, they're not afraid. They go on in there without any fear. And while they're there, well, they went inbound. They went inbound. I mean, they had their coats and their hosen and their hats, their other garments. Verse 21 says these men were bound in their coats, their hosen, their hats, their other garments. They went inbound. But verse 25, the king said, I see 4 men loose, walking in the midst of the fire. They went inbound. What happens? What happened to those? They burned up. Ropes, maybe. I don't know. But in that kind of fire, even if it was metal, it'd melt. Right? So whatever kind of bonds, you know, it was, the fire is what gave them the freedom. The fire is what gave them the freedom.
Come on.
We're trying to avoid tests and trials. Sometimes it's the very test and the very trial that gives us what we're needing and what we're desiring. In fact, the Apostle Paul said to the Corinthians, he said, this light affliction is but for a moment, and this light affliction worketh for us. He said the affliction was working. The affliction, this light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us. While we don't look at it. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. The things which are not seen are eternal in the heavens. While we don't look at it, while we're not afraid of it, while we're not anxious and full of anxiety and fear and worry, while we're not looking at it, it's working for us. While we look not at the things which are seen, but we look at the things which are not seen. Keep your eyes on that fourth man. Keep your eyes on the fourth man. Keep your eyes on the Word of God and the promises of God, and that He is able and He will. Keep your eyes on that, and the trial is actually working for you.
Amen.
It's the fire that actually freed them.
That's right.
Woo! I like that. I like that. So they're made free, they're set free, but they're still in the fire. But they're just walking around in the midst of the fire having a big time, and they have no hurt. The form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Later he said angel. So Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, verse 26. They're still in the fiery furnace. They're still there. I don't know how Nebuchadnezzar got near and the other men died unless he had it turned down. Something happened because he's coming close enough to where he can talk to them. I guess he's turned it down by now. Don't you think that makes sense? So he comes in. He says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now I like how he has changed his tune. He has changed his attitude. Ye servants of the Most High God. He's acknowledging that there's a God higher than he is. So he wants to be God. He sets up this image that looks like him. Has everybody worshiping it, bowing down before. He wants to be God. Who is that God that will deliver you out of my hands? He said earlier. Didn't he change his tune? Who is that God that will deliver you out of my hands? But now he's changed his tune. Oh, you live for God and people around you. Maybe they'll mock you at first. Maybe they'll persecute you at first. Maybe they'll taunt you at first. But you live for God. You stand for what's right. God will vindicate you. He'll deliver you. He'll reveal His word and His will to you. Other people will see it. They will change their tune. They'll see something's going on in your life that is supernatural, that is spectacular, that has to be accredited to God. People will change when they watch what you stand for and what you live for and allow God to move in your heart and move in your life. People will see that. You let them see it. Amen. So he changed his tune. Ye servants of the Most High God, come out of there. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. The princes, governors, captains, verse 27, kings, counselors, being gathered together, saw these men. This isn't a parable. It really happened. This isn't just a story. It really happened. They saw these men. Now, I love this. Upon whose bodies the fire had no power. It burned up the bonds. That's the only thing that burned. Fire had no power over them. That's why the devil may rage. He may rant. He may try to scare you. But when you know who you are, you know the God that you serve, you know what His Word has decreed, what He has promised, and He's faithful, He is faithful, He is faithful and true, then you can be bold. You don't have the fear. Oh, the flesh and the mind, you know, may give you some trouble, but on the inside you can have peace, you can have faith, you can have freedom, and you can have boldness. Oh, yeah. I see what fire can do. But I'm different, has no power. Oh, I see what you do to other people who don't know the Lord, who aren't believing the Word. But I believe in my God. He's able and He will. And it has no power over me. Has no power. Not because of me, but the God in me. Not because of who I am, but whose I am. It's who I belong to and what He's done. And what He's given to me. And I'm in His family. I'm His child. I've been grafted in. I've been born again. And it's because He has redeemed me from sin and brought me over into light. Therefore, I can fight the good fight. I spread my wings and take flight. Oh, you don't have any power. And I'm going to say this very hour, that I believe in my God and what He has said, the precious blood which He bled. I believe I've been redeemed. And oh, I believe in my God. And I shall rise up, and the fire has no power over me. Amen. Amen. That comes from the inside. Comes from the inside. So the fire had it had power in other areas, but it didn't have any power over them and their bodies. Nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed or scorched. They didn't even smell like smoke. I love that phraseology. They're coming out of the furnace. Their hair is not singed. Their clothing isn't scorched. And they don't even smell like smoke. They don't even smell. God would not allow any remnant, any vestige, any remnant, any trace of evidence of what the devil was trying to do to be on them. We need to be like that. Church, we need to be like that. I mean, some people want everybody to know they're in a trial because they want everybody to come to the pity party. Oh, let me tell you what's happening to me in my life. And they'll talk about their trial. Now, it's all right to ask for prayer, and that's all right to give some details, but you ought to put more emphasis on the Word of God than what the devil's doing. Some people talk about their trial and their test and tribulation, calamity. They're almost just bragging on the devil. Bragging on the devil. Somebody talk about their situation. Somebody else says, well, I can tell you one worse than that. I lost my car. Well, I lost my house. Well, I lost my whole farm. Well, I own the county and it's gone. And it's like people are trying to tell this bad, sad story and outdo everybody else. And sometimes people tell it like they're bragging on the devil. Well, it's all right to tell some of the details, but we need to put more emphasis on the Word of God and the power of God and the victory of God and the name of Jesus and the move of the Spirit and what God's able to do and what God will do. And let's praise Him and glorify Him, because the devil's nothing. And we're coming out of that. We're coming through that. We're going over it. We're going around it. We're going under it. We're going through it. Or we're going to speak to it, and it's going to be removed out of the way before we get to it. Because God is faithful. God is true. What He said He's going to do. And put the emphasis on the Word of God and brag on Jesus. Brag on Jesus. But some people, they want to talk about their trials. They want to talk about their test. They want to talk about the fire that they're in. And then sometimes people, they don't talk it. But when you get around them, you can sure smell the smoke. Because they come in dragging their tail, shuffling their feet. I mean, they're on purpose. They're frowning, so they want you to see. Because they want some pity, they want some attention. Well, we need to give people attention. Somebody like that, maybe we should give them some attention to lift them up and let them learn, and learn to where they ought not do that. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You ought to already know that. Or if you don't know that, you learn that and you do that. I'm putting on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Where you get around people and they don't even know what you're going through, because you're just praising God. Sometimes people don't know what other people are going through. That's why we need to be sensitive to the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will reveal some things to you. Sometimes it's all right for people to tell you, and we ought to have the right attitude and praise toward God. God and what verses we're going to believe and agree, but sometimes people don't tell it. They just put that garment of praise on, and you get around them, and you don't know what they're going through if you're not sensitive to the Spirit, because they're not telling you, and they're not acting like it. Amen. Sometimes we don't know what people are going through, because they have put on the garment of praise, and they have purposed, I'm believing God, I'm trusting God, and I'm praising God, and you can be right beside somebody, and you don't smell the smoke. But they are in the fire. And maybe we ought to reach out and be sensitive to the Spirit and agree. I agree with you. The fourth man is right there with you. And he's able and he will. And I'm agreeing with you. And you're coming through this. You have victory over it. And God is faithful. And it's coming. It's coming. Can somebody say amen? So I like the fact that they didn't even smell like smoke. I want to be like that. I want to be like that, where I can be in a fire and people around me not even know it. Not even know it. Unless they're sensitive to the Spirit, or unless I say, I'd like you to agree with me on this. Well, you don't seem to be worried about anything. I'm not worried. I just want you to agree with me. We'll have some more power. One will chase 1,000 to flight. Two will chase 10,000. If two on earth agree as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. I just want some more power. I just want some more foundation. Won't you to agree? Well, you don't seem like you're worried about it. I'm not worried. I just want you to agree with me. Amen. I'm expecting some results. Would you agree with me? Here's what the Word has promised. Would you agree with me? Well, you don't seem like you're worried about it. I'm not worried about it. I just want you to agree with me. I want to be that kind of person where when I'm in the fire, nobody can tell. Amen. And I come out of the fire, and nobody can tell. Because I had the garment of praise on before, and I have the garment of praise on afterwards. Amen. And you couldn't tell the difference. He was going through a hard place, now he has the victory, but he was just praising God both times. I couldn't tell the difference. I want to be that kind of person. Nebuchadnezzar changed his tune. Verse 26, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that what, church? Trusted in him. Now here's a key. They were in the fire. They were, weren't they? They were in the fire. But the fear of that fire was not in them. They weren't afraid of the fire. We're not careful to answer thee concerning this matter, O king. They're not afraid of the fire. They were warned. They were intimidated. They were threatened. They were warned. Well, if it's so that you throw us in, if it's not so that you don't throw us in. Either way, if you throw us in, our God's able, He will. If you don't throw us in, we're still not going to serve your God. We're not careful to answer thee. They're not afraid of the fire. I liken that to this. I paraphrase that statement with this. The fire was not in them. The fear of the fire. The dread. The anxiety of the fire was not in them. What was in them? They trusted in God. Their trust in God was in them. They trusted in Him. He's able, He will. Even Nebuchadnezzar had the testimony. Those that trusted in Him. That's what was on the inside of them, was trust in God. The fear of the fire was not in them, but faith in God was. Amen. They were in the fire, but what was in them? Trust in God. The fear of the fire. And I like to say it this way, just to shorten it and make it so you can remember it easily. They were in the fire, but the fire wasn't in them. They were in the fire, but the fire wasn't in them. They didn't have fear. They didn't have anxiety. They weren't worried about it. And you need to be cautious. When you're facing some tragedy, some calamity, some trial, tribulation, storm of life, make sure there's no fear in your heart. Oh, your mind may fight you, your flesh may fight you, but on the inside, if there's fear, then you need to go to God, you need to go to the Word, and you need to flush that out with the faith of His Word. You can flush it out. Put so much faith in that fear just leaves. Fear and faith won't stay together. They're not companions. Amen. Amen. Feed on the Word of God to where it builds that foundation of faith and adds to that faith in your heart. So much to where the fear just leaves and you have that calm in your heart. You have that peace in your heart. Circumstances haven't changed. You look and you see everything's still the same. But on the inside, you have faith and no fear. Because what's on the inside of you will sustain you. Trust in God on the inside of you will cause you to win the victory. What's on the inside of you is what will put you over or put you under. They were in the fire, but the fire was not in them. I've prayed for people that came for healing. And sometimes before they get out the door, the sickness has come right back on them. Because of a special anointing, because of the faith of the congregation, because of ministry gifts, they might receive their healing, but because what they had on the inside was still there. You can pray for people, and they can have physical manifestations, but if what's on the inside is still there, that's what's going to come back out. And if they have the fear of the sickness on the inside, they'll get that sickness back on them again. But if they come believing in the healing, what Jesus Christ has already done, what God has already provided, and the anointing of God is here to cause it to happen and for us to receive. And that's on the inside. That's in their heart. That's in their spirit. The faith for the healing, then they'll keep their healing. Because what's on the inside is what will sustain you. They were in the fire, but the fire wasn't in you. Some people, I would want to ask you, are you sick or is the sickness in you? What are you believing on the inside? What are you talking about? What are you thinking about? What is on the inside of you? Is that sickness so much a part of you that it's on the inside of you and it's gripped you? That even if something changed physically on the inside of you, you're still afraid of it? Are you sick or is the sickness in you? Are you in trouble or is the trouble in you? Amen. Are you in trouble or is the trouble in you? Change your heart. Change what you believe. Change your trust in God. How do you do that? With His Word. With His Word. Put the Word of God in your heart and then serve Him. Obey Him. Desire Him. Have hunger for Him. Feed on His Word and be willing to obey and serve. Feed on His Word and be willing to obey and serve and change what's on the... Well, you're transformed by the renewing of your mind. Isn't that what the Bible says? You're transformed by the renewing of your mind, and it'll change you. And why the fire had no power is because it wasn't on the inside. They had no fear of the fire. We're not careful to answer that. They were in the fire. The fire wasn't in them. You can be in trouble. The trouble not be in you. You'll pass. You'll pass through it. It'll pass over. Amen. You can be in trouble. The trouble not be in you. And you'll go on through. You can be sick and sickness not be in you. And you'll recover. Amen. I like that. Don't you? Well, say it out loud. I might be in the fire, but the fire's not in me. I believe in God. He's able and He will deliver me. I'm not afraid. I'm not worried. I'm not concerned. I'm not careful to answer. I believe in God. I trust in God. I serve God. He's able and He will. And He's still in the fire. When I'm in the fire, He's with me. Stand on your feet. Say it again. When I'm in the fire, He's with me. Say it again. When I'm in the fire, He's in the fire. He's with me. My bonds are burned, but I'm set free. I have liberty. I have victory. The fire has no power. Not any hour. For He is with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say it again. He's able and He will. He's able and He will. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now focus that in situations where are personal and specific to you. Your circumstances, the area of life, what you're dealing with. Focus that on what you're dealing with right now. God is able and He will. Oh, it may be a fiery trial, but He's in the fire with me. And it has no power. I don't even smell like smoke. I don't even smell like smoke. Glory to God. I'm coming out of this. You might be in something, you're coming out. But even while you're in it, you can just walk around and have liberty. Have freedom. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen, 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 amen.